What's going on, people? We got a special episode of FCFVA Talk Radio. Tune in now. Hey, in the famous words of Tupac, first off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. These fucking social media companies are getting on my last nerve. Y'all, welcome back. It's FCFVA Talk Radio. I'm sitting here in the studio wondering why they keep coming at me. Hey, look, first off, I'm giving a round of shout outs. Shout out to Miss Unique with that amazing podcast, Mind Your Fucking Business. You can find it on Spotify and all podcasting platforms. J-Rated R with Pharaoh Radio. Man, he's been dropping some amazing episodes lately. Please check both of those out. Pharaoh Radio and Mind Your Fucking Business Podcast, both of those. So, I know y'all wondering, damn, Fidel, you switched up on us again. What's going on? Well, let me tell you, shit's crazy. All right, I work hard at what I do, trying to build my network and my organization up from the dirt. And I know it's not supposed to be easy. I want to thank y'all for all the support, all the listens, all the views. It means a lot. I'm not going to quit. I'll never quit. Never going to stop. It's always going to be a talk radio show. It's always going to be the apps. Always going to be the websites. You know what I'm saying? That's the standard that I set. But here's the issue that I have with these companies, right? Their rules are subject to various things. You know, rules are meant to be bent, broken, followed, ignored. You know what I mean? You have the option to do all of those. So when it comes to social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, they impose these rules at will. Okay. A company that spans the globe with thousands of employees can't check every single post. Employees can't. So they have keywords that they look out for, things that they search for that stand out that they don't approve of. Like, you can't go in there dropping hate speech because those keywords will flag your account. And yeah, you'll get suspended or banned. As far as the spam option, the spam situation, folks, that they've been hitting me with, they say I spam. I don't spam. I share a lot. I'm very active on Facebook. Spamming typically goes, it's in regard to harassing other accounts in a way. Because if you look it up, they always use the term harassment. But when I say bring up spamming as well, it's a warning to anybody out there who's sharing anything. Be careful, because it's a fine line between the two. Do not end up like me. I can afford to lose many profiles. But if you put all your time into your images and your everything online, you don't want to lose that. So take it as a warning from me. Be careful out there, okay? Look, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. FCFVA Talk Radio. Now, that's a mad host right there. Just kidding, folks. Hey, if you're tired of social media not really being social media anymore, like, seriously, it's not fun anymore, is it? You're getting tired of seeing the same people posting the same stuff that they've been posting for the past 5-10 years you've been following them. You know, it's really like a habit now more than being fun. I'll tell you what, let's try something new. You want a new experience? Go to FCFVA.com. That's FCFVA.com. See what we have to offer. I mean, we're giving you the opportunity to make your own social media platforms, profiles, websites, anything. Like, the sky's the limit. Masterpiece said it best. It ain't no limit. Check it out today. FCFVA.com. And we're back. I hope you got what you needed from the sponsors. So here's my issue, right? There are people out here who generally just enjoy social media, okay? They take beautiful pictures. It's entertaining. It's good to look at. You get a good feeling from it. That's lovely. That's what it was meant to be. Man, they twisted this shit into a monster. It's data mining, you know what I'm saying? Influencing elections, all types of evil shit. Just like the movies and shit told us, you know, they're fucking sitting back in their motherfucking mansion and shit. Set this stuff up. But trust me, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not mad at them for being successful. Let me make that clear, okay? Not mad at them for being successful. My anger is directed at the lax enforcement of rules. You know what I'm saying? They're real lax on that. They enforce it on the people they want to enforce it on and don't on the others. And me, I'm an either or type of guy. Either it's this way or it's that way. It can't be this way sometimes and then it's that way if it's supposed to be a legit rule. I ain't gonna talk your head off about Facebook and Twitter, but that's where we're at. So to make it clear to my listeners, if you hear me, I haven't gone back through my episodes. I will, I promise you, I'll clean everything up. But I haven't gone back and taken off ads or anything that's expired just yet. I know I need to keep everything up to date. But yeah, as of right now, there's no Fidel Cashflow VA Twitter page. And my Facebook presence has been eliminated. I can't even make a personal Facebook page with my name. And again, I have proof. I have images, screenshots, conversations with Facebook. I have screenshots of the posts and everything that I can't even talk, that they tried to ban. So anyway, yo, y'all be careful out there with social media. It's not what it seems, okay? And again, that's why I'm putting out the FCFVA card. You scan the card, you get right into our network. Our network is nothing like theirs. I will never, never, ever, ever bring in anybody else to this business. I'll sell it, get rid of it, or shut it down before I do that. It's always going to be me. Now, I will have some employees in the near future, but as of right now, this is all me. I don't need a board. I don't need investors. I don't need anybody influencing me on what I want to do with my business. Now, Facebook, Twitter, those CEOs, those people, they can do what the fuck they want. And y'all can stay on those sites all you want. But I tell you what, I'd advise you to leave them alone. I'll tell you more later, but I'd advise you to start maybe saving your images to a hard drive and gradually removing yourself from these major sites. We'll get into that more on another podcast. I just want to let y'all know I got banned again. Y'all stay tuned because I really don't fucking need them anyway. FCFVA.com, FidelCashflowVA.com, FCFVA app, fucking FCFVA cards. Tune in to the real network. All right, so we got this app, FCFVA app. You can find it on Play Store. This app allows you to connect with people like never before. It's no middleman. It's nobody behind the scenes recording your every move. See, you get real social media for the people that you know and love. It's your community on there. You can build your own networks. We're not telling you what to do, what network to be in, what to define yourself as. It's up to you. So if you want to have your own social media, check out FCFVA.com and the FCFVA app. You can literally customize your own web pages. Y'all like MySpace, being able to add music, do what you really wanted, not some blank ass screen and some boring ass layout. Come on now, check out FCFVA.com.